أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا وإن للطاغين لشر مآب. In the previous pages we read out the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and the special qualities and great traits, and we are encouraged to follow in that and also get the reward which they also had got, of course not to that level and to that degree. And that was that in this world already Allah grants a life of Jannat, life of peace and comfort, of great respect and honor, of covering one's faults, etc. And on the other hand, those people who do not follow that way of life, yeah, as it is common with the Quran, it will explain the righteous people and the wrong people, again to contrast that. Allah will explain about Jannat and again about Jahannam to contrast that also. So after explaining the ayats and the ni'mats of Jannat which we read yesterday, now Allah explains on the other hand there is Jahannam. There is no middle path. It isn't that if a person doesn't get Jannat, then anyway he'll stay somewhere where he won't be punished also. It is either enjoyment or punishment. So Allah explains the other side of the coin, the hada, ye sun chuke. You have heard this already, what the ni'mats of Jannat will be for those who live a righteous life and follow in the ways of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. On the other hand, wa inna li taghina la sharra ma'ab, or tahqeeq shariro ke waste hai bura thikana. And for the wrongdoers, there will be a terrible place, a very, very bad place, which is Jahannam. Yaslawnaha fabi'sa al-mihad. Dozakh hai, jisme unko dalenge, so kya buri aaram karne ki jagah hai. That will be Jahannam. And they will be thrown headlong into Jahannam. And what a bad place it will be to go for resting. Mihad is referred to a resting place. But where is Jahannam a resting place? This is irony and taunting a person. You thought in this world you are living in great enjoyment. Now taste that enjoyment of yours. This is psychological torture also and punishment from Allah Ta'ala. So their Jahannam will be a terrible place and they will be thrown headlong into that, those who oppose and did not believe in the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Hada. Ab usko chakhe. Now taste of this. This is what they will get. Fal yadukuhu hamimu wa ghassaq. Ab usko chakhe. Garam pani aur peep. Now taste of Jahannam. One type of the many types of punishment will be hamim and ghassaq. Hamim will be the hot boiling water that will be given to a person in Jahannam. He will be in terrible thirst. And finally, after begging for water for a very long time, many years, he will be given this burning, boiling water, which will make his upper lip go right to his forehead, and the lower lip right go down right to his belly button. So terrible, so hot that water will be. And ghassaq. Ghassaq is either refers to extremely cold water that will also cause great harm, very, very cold, which will finish a person up. Or it refers to the pus of the people of Jahannam, the sores they will have, the wounds they will have, and the pus that will come out. And it also refers to the poison of the snakes and scorpions. That will be their drink in Jahannam. So how terrible that will be. All this is to make us conscious of Iman. We must not lose our Iman. We must not fall in any type of shirk whatsoever by which a person loses his Iman. وَآخَرُ مِنْ شَكْلِهِ أَزْوَاجِ. Or kuch aur uski shakal ki tarah tarah ki cheez hai. And there will be other punishments also, and they will be in different forms of groups, the other type of punishment which the Quran explains in front what that groups of punishment will be. Hada faujum muqtahimum ma'akum. Ye ek fauj hai dasti aa rahi hai tumhare saath. There will be one group of people, a whole army, a whole group of people that will be forcing their way with those people. The greater evil doers will be led to Jahannam first. They will be made to stop just before they are thrown as one group, one over the other, into Jahannam. They will be stopped there, and they will be this very. They will be the leader types. those who are the cause of other people going astray, they will be taken first and in front to the fire of Jahannam. Then another group will come after them, and when they will see them, they will say, La marhaban bihim. Have we got less problems here? We are so terrible, and this other group is still forcing its way. We haven't got place to enter. Very tight and straitened it will be. Now this other group is also forcing themselves in. Like we are in the car, already 6-7 people, and another person is still forcing himself. The 6-7 can't fit in the car, and another person is forcing himself in. So they will say to them, La marhaban bihim, that na milo unko, you are not welcome here. We don't want you here. There will be torture and torture, adab upon adab, physically, psychologically, in every way there will be adab on the people of Jahannam. Innahum salun nar, ye hai ghusne wale aag mein. These are those people who will be forced into the fire of Jahannam. Who will be happy? Nobody will be happy to go. And then they are not just going freely, but thus also they are heaped one on the other, and there is no place for them to enter, and another group is still coming to enter. قَالُوا بَلْ أَنْتُمْ وَبَلِي بَلْكَ تُمْ هِي هُو. Then the second group will say, it is you people who have caused us problems. It isn't we who are causing you problems. You led us astray in the dunya. You told us of wrong things. You brought wrong aqidahs to us. You presented all the evil and all wrong things. It was you who brought this to us. لَا مَرْحَبًا بِكُمْ ke jagana milo 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 tumko, that there may be no place for you. May you be straitened and tightened, and you suffer. What are you telling us, that we haven't got place? You suffer. Just like if in the car there are 6-7 people, they can't even fit in. Another person wants to come and is forcing somebody else out, and he's telling them, you suffer, let me come in. In this way they will suffer and be entering in Jahannam. Antum qaddamtumuhu lana, tum hi pesh laaye hamari ye bala. It is you who brought this musibat and this bala and taklif upon us. You led us astray. You gave us wrong aqidas, and you led us into false beliefs, and you made us go astray. فَبِئْسَ الْقَرَارِ. So kya buri thehrne ki jagah hai. So how terrible won't be that fire of Jahannam and the tortures and azab of it. Then they will say further, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا مَنْ قَدَّمَ لَنَا هَذَا. وہ بولے, اے رب ہمارے جو کوئی لایا ہماری پیش یہ. Oh Allah, those who are our leaders, and those who led us to these wrong beliefs, and they made us go astray. فَزِدْهُ عَذَابًا ذِعْفًا فِي النَّارِ. So barha usko duna azab aag mein. So increase them and give them double punishment in the fire of Jahannam. The wrongdoers at such a time will all curse one another. There will be fault finding. Everyone will find fault in the other person and will blame the other person. وَقَالُوا مَا لَنَا لَا نَرَى رِجَالًا كُنَّا نَعُدُّهُمْ مِنَ الْأَشْرَارِ. اور کہیں گے, کیا ہوا کہ ہم نہیں دیکھتے ان مردوں کو کہ ہم ان کو شمار کرتے تھے برے لوگوں میں. Then they will say, what is it, how is it? We in the dunya, we regarded it ourselves, the superiors, the leaders, the elite, and those people who we regarded with wrong beliefs, and who are backward people, people who are fundamentalist, and people who are terrorists. Where are those people? Why don't we see them here also? We are in this azab, and we were always the better people. They were suffering from a great superiority complex. Where are those other people that we regarded as low because of the color of their skin, or because they were poor, or whatever reason, and we regarded them as nothing? Where are they? We don't see them here also. اتخذناهم سخرياً. Kya humne unko thatte mein pakra tha? We used to mock at them. We used to make jokes about them. These are old-fashioned people. These are big Sufi people. They don't know what is happening in the dunya. They are lost cases in this dunya. Where are they? We don't see them yet. Amzagat anhumul absar. Ya chook gaye unse hamari aankhe. if we become blind to them, why aren't we seeing them? Those people will be enjoying in Jannah. They will be gone to Jannah and enjoying. And these people will be suffering. And this will be yet another adab that will be on them also. Inna dhalika lahaqqun. Ye baat theek hui hai. This is 100% true which Allah has fixed. And this will happen there. Takhasumu ahli nar. Jagarna unme dozakhiyo ka. And that the people of Jahannam will be fighting here also. And will be fighting in Jahannam also. So Allah has given us the pure deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should not deviate and divert from there 1 millimeter also. We should stick fast to that wonderful deen. And all new isms and things which are coming, new ideas, etc., we should stay away from that totally. Whether it's Shiism, whether it's Salafism, whether it is modernism, or any new ideas in deen, follow the pattern of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, which has been by Allah's fazl brought to us pure and clean by the ulama, and we have got the right deen. We should follow that, otherwise these terrible consequences will follow. Wa akhiru da'wana.